Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Andy Finn Show. I'm Andy Finn, the Finn Man, and you're in Finland. And I'm here with Mike, my sidekick and audio engineer. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Andy.
Well, today is Thursday, September 8th, 2005, and today is the first day of the rest of the Andy Finn Show.
How about that?
It's unbelievably imaginative, isn't it? So a lot of interesting things happened on this date, but a couple of the most interesting are that in 1965, Hurricane Betsy killed 75 people in Louisiana and Florida on this date.
Betsy, you say?
Betsy.
Okay.
Now, when you think about that, what's interesting about that is, of course, the hurricanes used to, they go A through Z.
Mm-hmm.
And so Betsy was the second of the season. So 30 years ago, they were only at the second in the season at this point. Ophelia is now gathering steam off of the Kennedy Space Center, right, today.
Yeah, they got Ophelia, Nate, and Maria.
Well, I think Maria is
yeah, Nate and Maria aren't going to threaten
is gone.
Land, but
and do you know how they choose these names? So in the old days, it was always women's names. And somebody thought that was cute, I think. It was men naming them, of course, and why wouldn't you name storms after women? But a number of years ago, they decided that was sexist, and so they started alternating. And so if A is female, B is a male. So it was Ophelia, Maria, Nate, Ophelia. So okay, Katrina, yeah. What followed Katrina? H-I-J-K-L. Was it Larry? I didn't hear. It must not have been a very big deal.
Maybe it was Luis. Tropical storm Luis.
Well, I guarantee it was a man's name. And they choose these in advance now. They have them all chosen out in advance. But we're pretty deep into the alphabet. If we're already up to O, 30 years ago, they were only in the second tropical storm. Now, maybe they're getting better at identifying them, and they're identifying even the minor ones now as hurricanes. Or so tropical storms, I mean.
If they get to Z, and then another one comes after Z, they just start over back at A again.
I'm assuming they do. I don't know that they've ever gotten to the end of the alphabet before hurricane season ended. But I think hurricane season goes into November.
Yeah, where?
So this year, we could easily go through the alphabet. I'll have to look into that, or we'll have to look into that.
That's a worthy goal.
It's a semi-worthy goal. In any case, this was not only the anniversary of Betsy in 65, this was the anniversary of the big one. This was the anniversary of the first appearance of the comic strip Blondie in 1930. No, that's the wrong item, but it is true that Blondie came out on this date in 1930. It was 1900, 105 years ago today. A hurricane and a tidal wave destroyed Galveston, Texas, the most deadly hurricane in U.S. history, killed 6,000 people.
Wow.
And Galveston was destroyed. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of this hurricane, but they've been carrying them on the news in the wake of Katrina. I keep doing that. Katrina. And Galveston, it just looks like everything was reduced to matchsticks or pickup sticks. In Galveston, all you could see, as far as the eye could see, was rubble. Just wood stacked all, not even stacked, it was flat. The whole city was just flattened.
Mm.
And they rebuilt it. But at the time, Galveston was the largest city in Texas. And Galveston Port it was the most important city in Texas.
So had it not been destroyed, it could have very well been bigger than Dallas or Houston today.
It could have been bigger than Crawford.
Wow, you don't say.
I think it would have been the biggest, because naturally a seaport town has a chance to be your biggest city. That's why New York is so big. It's why London is so big.
Why Baton Rouge is now a number one in Louisiana?
No, Baton Rouge is not on the ocean.
No, but it's a port, though.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You don't have these big ships, container ships, running up the Mississippi.
Right.
You can get barges up the Mississippi and down the Mississippi. But L.A. the same way, right? Mm-hmm. You know, your biggest, traditionally, before we had airplanes, you wouldn't have had big cities in the heartland like we have Denver now. Just wouldn't have gotten that big without a river running through it. In any case, Galveston was rebuilt, but it was never rivaled its former self. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Galveston.
No, but I've never had the pleasure.
The I don't know if that used to be beach or not, but when you go to Galveston now, it is...
beaches.
Yeah, no, it's not beaches. It is a retaining wall. All along the thing, you can walk along it on like a boardwalk. It's not a boardwalk, it's a cement walk. It goes for miles. It seems like it's miles. And because I've walked it. And on the other side of it, it's just rock. Big rock piled in there by the Army Corps of Engineers, I assume. And I assume they've been there for many, many years. And they keep refurbishing it when they need to. But they have protected Galveston against that kind of thing. Now, this retaining wall is not, it's not like it's 20 feet high. It's probably 15 feet high. Waves could certainly wash over it. I'm sure they have. But it would be a buffer between that and the city. So, yeah, so Galveston is 105 years ago today. And, of course, 105 years ago, they weren't naming the storms because I've never seen a name listed for this hurricane. So I think I'll name it Barbara.
Barbara?
Barbara Bush.
There you go.
In any case, a couple of... we are going to spend a lot of time on Hurricane Katrina tonight, but also we're going to get to the death of William Rehnquist. His funeral was yesterday here in Washington, D.C. The elevation of John Roberts to be Chief Justice. The gay marriage proposal in California that Arnold Schwarzenegger has now announced yesterday that he will veto. We'll talk about the ins and outs of that.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, and... I just want to cover a couple of light pieces here before we get into the hurricane stuff. So, Mike, what is important about today in the life of any red-blooded American sports fan?
It's the kickoff of the NFL season.
No pun intended.
New England Patriots are hosting the Oakland Raiders at home at Foxborough Stadium. The Patriots looking to extend their home winning streak to 21 games.
Well, I remember when they were such a losing franchise. In fact, they nicknamed them the Pats at that point, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're quite a dynasty now.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think, how much credit do you give to Bill Parcells for starting some of that? Any?
None. Belichick's the man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, teams can change so much from year to year. I mean,
I don't follow the NFL as close as you do, but Parcells went up there and did work a minor miracle with him for a year or two, but he just wasn't there that long.
Right. You know, he wasn't there long enough. That's the key. He hit the nail on the head right there. Had he been there long enough, he probably would have pulled off what Belichick has done, because Parcells is a great coach.
Yeah, because he then went to the Jets, or else went to the Jets first and did a minor miracle with them.
Mm-hmm. Now he's with the Cowboys, my arch nemesis.
Well, he's not working a minor miracle with them.
Well, unfortunate for some, great for me. But anyway, yeah.
I'm with you.
NFL kickoff tonight, and I'm here with you. So,
well, we'll have to bring an update. It starts at 9 o'clock Eastern time, mm-hmm. and so you'll be done. You'll see the second half.
Oh, I know.
You get home to see the second half. I know you are. But it's a real game, not exhibitions anymore. And you're going to give me to a Redskins games this year, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
You have tickets to about half the games?
Yeah, about that.
All right. Well, don't take me to see some. See, I'm torn between wanting to see a good game and not wanting to see the Redskins get their asses kicked.
Well, with the Redskins, you're always guaranteed a close call.
Are you?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Well, and recently.
Yeah, like 6-3.
No, not that boring. Hopefully that's going to change this year.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, they didn't have much offense the last year or two.
No.
Yeah, we will see. I'm hopeful. The only other thing I wanted to cover about the NFL is this little piece they had in the Washington Post today about essentially, they don't say this exactly, but the Nationals' pastime is now football. It used to be that the most valuable franchise in the world was the New York Yankees. Mm-hmm. When you added up how much any sports team was worth, the Yankees were on top. Today, the Yankees are sixth. And this is just counting U.S. franchises now. I'm leaving out European football in the form of the Manchester United or a couple of these other valuable teams, just American sports franchises. The Yankees are sixth, and the first five are football teams. Led by the Redskins, then the Cowboys. Redskins are worth $1.1 billion. The Cowboys are $923 million. Houston Texans. Why are the Houston Texans worth $900 million?
Well, they're an expansion team. They're not that old.
Plus, they got a built-in crowd of 30,000 at the Astrodome now.
Yeah.
Or they're not playing there anymore, are they?
No. That's not funny.
New England Patriots, $861 million. Philadelphia Eagles, $833 million. So,
I'm surprised to see the Eagles on that list.
Well, think about this. The Cleveland Browns are supposedly number 8 at $800 million.
Wow.
What do they got going for them?
The owner...
History. They got a long history.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of that is now in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
They moved the team lock, stock, and barrel. You know, that is something I'll just address briefly. That was the smartest thing the NFL ever did when they didn't allow... Art Modell? Was he the guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did not allow him to take the name with him. He took the team. In fact, they packed up, as you know, they packed up all their equipment...
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night in a couple of tractor trailers and drove it to Baltimore. And they didn't let him become the Baltimore Browns because... It just makes so much sense to leave a brand name with the city. Mm-hmm. The fact that the Indianapolis Colts are playing in Indiana is silly. They were the Baltimore Colts, and Baltimore now has the Ravens. But I just think that brand name Colts is worth so much back in Baltimore, and it's worth almost nothing to move the name Colts to Indianapolis, I don't think. So I don't understand why they ever did it, but at least they've stopped that now. Because right. We end up with things like when the New Orleans Saints... that's right. When the New Orleans Jazz in the NBA moved on, they became the Utah Jazz. Well, what the heck is the Utah Jazz all about?
I remember asking my dad that when I was a little boy, when I started getting into sports. I'm like, why are they called the Utah Jazz? And he, son, I don't know.
Oh, he didn't know?
He didn't know.
Okay.
Like, he couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah, yeah.
Mormons
well,
and Jazz,
now the,
I mean.
When the Los Angeles Rams NFL football team moved to St. Louis... Not a bad thing to have the St. Louis Rams.
Well, the L.A. Lakers were originally a Minnesota
that's
team.
That's correct.
Hence the name Lakers.
That's correct. That's right. The Lakers are misnamed, really.
That's another one they used to make.
Well, and I'll give you another one they changed. The Tennessee team used to be called the Tennessee Oilers for like 1 or 2 years.
1 year, yeah.
Because they came from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And Houston Oilers made sense. They moved up there, called them the Oilers, and the Tennessee people said, hey, we're not Oilers.
We're Titans.
That is not what they said, but they named themselves Titans in the end.
Yeah.
In any case, when we come back, we're going to talk about all aspects of the hurricane.